Welcome to the Reiki Show, hosted by Bronwyn and Franz Diener of the International House of Reiki. Bronwyn and Franz teach Reiki around the globe and are the authors of the Reiki Sourcebook, the Japanese Art of Reiki, the Reiki Techniques card deck, and the soon-to-be-released A to Z of Reiki. The music you are listening to, Reiki Khan, is available at the International House of Reiki website, www.reiki.net.au. Hi, my name's Bronwyn Steiner, and today I have a very special guest with me, and her name is Bella, and Bella is... How old are you, Bella?
Six.
6 years old. My first question is, do you know what your mum and dad do for a job?
Yes.
What do your mum and dad do?
My mum and dad do Reiki.
Ah, and what does that mean?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure. That's okay. I think sometimes your mum and dad teach.
Yep. Yes.
And sometimes they do treatments on people.
Yep.
Yep. Have you had a Reiki treatment before?
Yes.
Ah, and what happened when you got a Reiki treatment?
They did Reiki on me.
Yeah, and what did they do? Well, what happens when you have a Reiki treatment?
You have to lay down.
Yeah.
And you have to be calm.
Yeah, and you be calm, that's right. What does it feel like when you have a Reiki treatment?
It feels good.
Yeah. When do you like having Reiki?
Whenever I like.
Hmm.
Whenever.
Are there special times when you like having Reiki?
Nope.
Have you done it yourself? Like, I know you've had a treatment before. Have you ever done it yourself?
Sort of.
Yeah. Can you remember when?
No.
No. Have you ever done it on yourself?
Yep.
How do you do that?
I forgot.
That's okay. If you've hurt yourself, do you do Reiki on yourself? Yeah. What do you do?
I was just practicing it out, that's all.
Oh, that's a good idea. So what did you have to do when you practiced it?
I've already said I've forgotten. Oh,
you've already said you've forgotten. Okay. Well, I've seen you do it. I've seen you put your hands on yourself when you hurt yourself. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And do you think that might be what Reiki is then?
Yep.
And have you done it on anybody else before?
Yes.
Who have you done it on?
On my dog.
Oh, that's a good idea. And
when she was sleeping next to me in bed.
Oh, that's a lovely thing to do. Oh, that's very sweet. Did she know you were doing it?
I'm not sure.
Did she keep sleeping?
She woke up.
Oh, did she wake up?
Because she was itchy, and then she noticed that my mum wasn't down there, so she quickly ran upstairs.
She likes following me around the house, doesn't she?
Yep.
And you did Reiki on me once, you know that?
When?
Well, once we were in the garden. Do you remember this? And I leant over and I hit a pole with my head.
No.
And the first thing that you did was you came, and I went, ow. And the first thing that you did was you came over and you put your hands right on that spot and you did some Reiki on me. Sometimes we don't know it's Reiki, do we? We just do it because we think we're helping.
Yeah. I don't remember that.
No, I do. I was pretty impressed and it felt good. When you're sick, we often, your mum and dad do Reiki on you, don't they?
Yep.
Yeah. We'll come down and we'll put our hands on whatever part of the body is not feeling well.
Yep.
You always really like that.
Yep. You can do Reiki for no reason also.
Absolutely. Just because it feels nice.
Yep.
What else can I ask you?
I'm not sure. You should have already decided.
I should have, shouldn't I, before I got on. You know, you're doing very well. You're speaking very clearly. That's excellent.
You too.
Oh, thank you. And are you glad that your mum and dad teach Reiki?
Yep.
Yeah.
because I like it.
Do you think it's only when you use your hands, or can you also do Reiki without using your hands?
Yes.
Yeah. How do you do that, do you think?
Just by sitting down and relaxing.
Hmm. Well, thank you, Bella, for your interview. You were a great guest. Let's go and have a nice drink and a bicky, or some more apple.
Yep.
All right. Bye.
Bye.